This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Israel Sanchez. Date of birth, April the 23rd, 1964. Case ID number is 792-8460. Date of exam, August the 29th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records of a Social Security questionnaire, dated 7/5/2023. Identifying information, this is a 59-year-old married male with one grown child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis with knee pain, comma, hernia problems, comma, hypercholesterolemia, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2008, where he worked at auto auctions, repossessing cars for 10 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a small cottage home with his wife, who is receiving disability benefits. He has been on disability for approximately 7 years. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, hypertension, number three, osteoarthritis with knee pain, number four, hernia problems, number five, hypercholesterolemia, and number six, depression. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2000, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 140 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and legs. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per day and states it usually comes out between 90 to 300 milligrams slash DL. At the present time, he is taking metformin 500 milligrams BID, Lantus 35 units sub-Q QHS, and Novolog 5 units BID. He is considered an insulin-dependent diabetic, although he is diabetes mellitus type 2. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.3, which is fairly well controlled. Allegations number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2008, he was having symptoms of shortness of breath, comma, and frontal and occipital headaches, along with blurred vision. He denied any chest pain. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 160 over 89 mmHg. He is presently on lisinopril 10 milligrams POQD, and his blood pressure is borderline high. Allegations number three, osteoarthritis with knee pain. The claimant states that in 1995, he injured his knees multiple times, one time from falling off of a house, and another time while playing football. He states that he has both knees that are injured, and was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease secondary to osteoarthritis. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk 1/2 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses, and his physician is Dr. Mario Saldura. He is presently on Celebrex 20 milligrams POQD and naproxen 375 milligrams BID, which he states does give him relief. He was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of the knees with osteoarthritis. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, umbilical hernia repair. The claimant states that in 2009 he had a large umbilical hernia and had surgery to repair it in 2009. He states now that he has occasional sharp pain in the abdominal area, especially in the right lower quadrant. He states when he does get the pain, it can sometimes last for 15 minutes, and it's a pain that he has at least once a week. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, occasional diarrhea times 4, comma, but no constipation, melena, or hematemesis. He does occasionally have weakness. The claimant did lose a lot of weight when he was first diagnosed with diabetes, but states that he has not lost very much weight in the past year. He is food intolerant to meat. He was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia with repair, and he takes Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, which does help him with the pain. His condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2007, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He was started on atorvastatin 10 milligrams POQD. He denies having a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. His levels are normal at this time with the medication that he's taking. Allegation number 6, depression. The claimant states that since 1980, he has suffered from major depression. He denies any suicidal attempts, but has had suicidal ideation. He suffers from sadness, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and sometimes decreased memory. He states that occasionally he does get angry when he remembers the past. Occasionally he does hear voices, and he thinks his son is calling him. He denies he's seen any shadows. The claimant states that he has been through a lot of trauma because his father beat him severely when he was young because he was a drunk. His son died from cystic fibrosis, and the mother died from ALS, along with two other brothers who have died because of the same problem. He does have a good relationship with his wife, and they appear to interact very well. He is presently on the duloxetine 60 milligrams QD, which does appear to be controlling his symptoms. Family history. Their mother died at the age of 62 from amyotrophic lateral sclerosis and diabetes mellitus. The father died at 85 from cancer. Medications. Duloxetine 60 milligrams QD, Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, metformin 500 milligrams BID, lisinopril 10 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD, Vascepa 1 gram 2 capsules BID, naproxen 375 milligrams BID, Lantus 35 units QHS, and Novolog 5 units BID. Medical problems. Hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis with degenerative joint disease of the knees, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, umbilical hernia repair in 2009, comma. Social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1/4 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 279 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 7.5 inches tall. BP, 160 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate, 65 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 43. General, this is a 59-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was very talkative, and it was difficult getting a history from him. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the fourth sentence, the claimant has no teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant is morbidly obese. There is a lateral lower abdominal scar measuring 10 centimeters where a umbilical hernia was repaired. Otherwise, the claimant's abdomen appears to be normal. However, he appears to have another somewhat large hernia in the mid-abdominal area, which is reducible. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of patellar and ankle are 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was unsteady and slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg time was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of both shoulders as well as of the knee area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for mild crepitous sounds of both knees with range of motion. The claimant also has decreased range of motion of abduction and forward elevation of both shoulders. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both shoulders, were abduction and forward elevation was at 90 degrees bilaterally. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 70 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There was normal range of motion and strength of both knees at 140 degrees flexion. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without any difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with a little bit of hesitancy. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the left ankle, no acute findings. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially at both knees, where the claimant does appear to have degenerative joint disease and osteoarthritis of both knees. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with mild difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bilateral knee pain. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus, type 2, being treated at this time, appears to be very well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.3. Allegation number 2, hypertension, blood pressure was 160 over 89, which is mmHg, which is borderline high. He is being treated at this time and may need a readjustment of his medications. Allegation number 3, osteoarthritis of both knees, secondary to degenerative joint disease, confirmed with physical examination. He may need surgery in the future, but appears to be stable at this time. Number 4, hernia problems. The claimant did have an umbilical hernia repair, but he appears to have another large hernia, which is reducible, which appears to be causing him some discomfort. However, it appears to be stable at this time. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia. Being treated at this time, appears the claimant has normal cholesterol levels with his dose that he is taking. Number 6, depression, being treated with duloxetine, 60 milligrams, QD. He does have good family support, especially with his wife, and they appear to get along very well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Israel Sanchez.